On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we're going to try some hard cider.
Super hard.
Could
sweet
be.
And juicy.
Or sweet and juicy, yes. So Bent Ladder Cider and Wine is an artisanal winery and cidery in Doylestown, Ohio. And we even know where that is.
It's weird. Yeah, it's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio.
The Bent Ladder ciders that we'll be trying today are the Fresh Pressed, the Briar Patch with Blackberry and Hops, Home Slice with Cinnamon and Vanilla, Cherry with Montmorency Cherries, Garden Glory with Apricot and Rhubarb, and Storm Break, which is aged 6 months in rum barrels with ginger.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
Hello, everyone. Gather round. Today is another sud segment where we delve into life's deepest mysteries. Like,
well, Dave's at the table. It's definitely deep.
So
well,
deep. Almost as deep as Mike's gene pool, which is very shallow.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, life's deepest mysteries, right? Such as, if you're supposed to make lemonade when life gives you lemons, are you supposed to make Gatorade when when life hands you alligators?
Wow.
Hey, look. That can't all
wait,
be
wait, don't winners. Leave the show yet. I swear it gets better.
There's a lot. Okay? Does this sound like a radio button clicking off?
Ma, is there something better on? Meeting with Nancy, I'm coming.
Well,
wow!
I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana.
Violent.
Pray for me. And joining me today at the table is good old boy Day. I mean, good old boy Mike.
Yes.
It's hard to tell us apart sometimes.
I have saved up all of the harassment for at least 6 weeks just to bring it to Dave today.
I feel I'm the luckiest girl in town.
I just want to say that we're starting off with sweet and juicy. So there you have it. So, you know.
Speaking of which, good old boy Drew.
Exactly. Drew, hi.
Well, hello, everybody. How are you today?
I know what Drew's thinking. Was there an exit strategy that I should have had in advance?
I put myself in the middle. You know, it is what it is.
Fair. Good old boy Dave, hi.
I noticed that when Drew parked outside, he pointed his car towards the streets.
Quick exit.
Yes.
Yeah. Fast getaway.
Right.
Sure.
Be prepared.
He is. Okay. Well, here we are. Yep. We're taking a little break from beer. Ugh. Whose idea was that?
Yeah.
It's not January.
Yeah. We're...
Is it January?
No, okay. It's not January. And we're going to try some hard cider.
Super hard.
Could
sweet
be.
And juicy.
Or sweet and juicy, yes. So Bent Ladder Cider and Wine is an artisanal winery and cidery in Doylestown, Ohio. And we even know where that is.
It's weird. Yeah, it's in Ohio.
It's in Ohio.
Is that a state of mind?
But we even know.
Dave used every piece of technology known to mankind to figure that out.
My Google machine skills are strong.
There were 2.5 AI data centers involved.
God. Crashed three
there
servers.
There was a small brownout in Doylestown just to figure this out.
I bet they've had a few brownouts in Doylestown. Oh,
yeah, they definitely have.
Okay. All right. Speaking of happy-go-lucky good old boy Dave.
I will do some reading now.
Yeah, we're excited.
Bent Ladder Cider and Wine is an estate cidery and winery located in Doylestown, Ohio. I feel like somebody just said that. Rooted in the Vodraska family's multi-generational farming operation at Rittman Orchards. After purchasing and rebuilding the orchard in 2004, brothers Chris and Matt Vodraska expanded the farm's future by producing farm-to-glass ciders and wines. I mean, there's really no difference between cider and wine if you really think about it. Made entirely from estate-grown fruit, opening Bent Ladder to the public in 2016. Known for its focus on heritage apple varieties and terroir-driven production, Bent Ladder has earned national and international recognition, including multiple awards for its Heritage Series ciders, with its Winter Crisp Ice Cider winning gold at the Great Lakes Cider Competition and Best in Category at the Cider Craft Awards.
Wow.
I've never been to either one of those. That sounds like a lot of fun.
I go to the Cider Craft Awards.
I'm assuming the Great Lakes is at maybe at Great Lakes Brewing, or it's at a neutral site, but
it's probably pretty legit, man.
Yeah, I didn't know about either one of those cider, events.
You know what?
That would be pretty cool.
Forget GABF. We're going to Cider Craft 2026.
Maybe.
Road trip.
Maybe. All right.
Maybe not.
Well, that was some really good copying and pasting that you did there. I'm really proud of you.
Been working on it.
Yeah.
Been working on it.
Yeah. No, those
right
those
click.
Night classes are really paying off.
Right click, or you can do Control C and then Control V.
What's Control?
Shortcuts. Keyboard shortcuts.
Right.
Next, you're going to talk about a file system.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not there yet.
We
That's
may
the
need
next
more
chapter.
Cider.
I haven't read ahead yet.
Well, let's see if we can keep the success going, and we're going to have good old boy Drew give us the lineup.
Well, the Bent Ladder ciders that we'll be trying today are the Fresh Pressed, which is described as sweet and juicy, the Briar Patch with blackberry and hops, Home Slice with cinnamon and vanilla, Cherry with Montmorency cherries, Garden Glory with apricot and rhubarb, and Storm Break, which is aged 6 months in rum barrels with ginger.
Okay. Well, that was lovely. Thank you so much, Drew. Hey, good old boy Mike, why don't you give us the ratings for today?
Well, I meant to remind you about, the ratings. So, yes. Okay, we'll go through them. We'll be tasting. he just cut and pasted from like the last eight, scripts. Oh, I just read what's on
this
the page.
Is why we don't have people over.
This is why preparation is a stretch for this show.
Who invited him?
We will be tasting and rating these craft ciders with our suds ratings plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now for your mild entertainment. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but an angry orchard. Sudge rating of 2. Was that a belch? I didn't think cider made you belch. Could be a goal. Sudge 3. Ah, what a relief. My gluten levels are dropping rapidly.
While my blood sugar rises.
That gluten gets you tootin'. Sudge number 4.
A body should really not make that sound, even if it's a full fermented fruit juices. Sudge rating of 5. Listen to that hang time. Give me another.
I think I'm going to rate Mike's reading of the Sudge ratings a 2.
Wow. Okay.
That's a lot better than I thought.
I'm feeling generous today.
It's on a curve.
I've already been sipping some cider, so I'm feeling a little generous.
Are we using Doylestown math?
Yes.
Could be.
Took it off my shoes.
Let's get to it. The first one that we are going to talk about is the Fresh Pressed, otherwise known as the Sweet and Juicy. It's a modernist cider. It underwent a cool fermentation to preserve the fruitiness. Aromas of ripe fall apples and honey with tart apple flavors. This is 6.9% ABV, folks.
Tart. Really?
Okay.
Very sweet. This
is what it says, tart apple.
But then it says it's juicy. Sweet and juicy.
And sweet.
Tart, like a sweet tart or maybe a fruit tart, an apple
maybe
tart.
Maybe it's, you know, it's tart in the front and juicy in the back. You know.
Okay, well, color's nice. Yes.
It is a beautiful color.
It's a little viscous on the tongue.
I don't think it's too sweet.
I do.
It's pretty sweet, but it's not like Cider Boy's sweet, you know.
It's like watered down mead sweet.
Hmm. Yeah, I like that particular description.
We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's a day of cider. Wee-hee.
I would like to apologize to Bet Ladder. I did not mean to negatively imply that watered-down mead was necessarily a bad thing.
No, it could be a good thing. But, okay.
It's great for kids.
To recap,
keep them quiet.
For those of us just tuning in from whatever land you're tuning in from, We are doing a cidery takeover from Bent Ladder Cidery and Wine, and they are in Doylestown, Ohio. Right before the break, we started talking about our first cider, which is called Fresh Pressed. It is sweet and juicy and 6.9% ABV. Andrew was mentioning it that it might be watered down mead in disguise.
No. There's a nice, you know, effervescence to it. It's just, it's really sweet. I want to know what kind of apple this is.
But is it also juicy?
No. You know,
so they were half right.
I think, you know, when you're using a term juicy, that's implying that there's some acidic quality that should be coming around, you know, that is manifesting itself in either something that's more tart or bitter. Mm-hmm. And this is sweet and cloying and not in balance.
A little one. Yeah. Sided, one noted.
It reminds me of like cider. Somebody had, you know, I don't know, there's in the packaging, there's something where the bottle's like in the shape of an apple with a little, you know, white cap on it. I can't remember the brand. But, you know, I ran across a bottle of that was stuck in a house one time that I was helping, you know, to clear out for somebody. And it had been, you know, basically in this garage fridge for probably, you know, 12 years, that's what this tasted like. You know,
the takeaway.
Well, so yeah. Basically, so basically, Mike will drink anything.
Wow.
We have, except raspberry.
It tastes like something is just past its prime and just never really achieved the objective. If you had not told me this was a cider, I would have said, this is just a box of apple juice that's gone bad, is how I would probably describe it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I thought he was going to be negative about it. So that was the thing. Like, I thought Mike was going to just rail on
blow it to bits.
Yeah.
And then look what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if I would necessarily go that far.
I don't think 99% of the world would go that far.
I imagine this will sell really well
in
certain markets.
However, I think that for somebody that doesn't want, I think there's two camps when it comes to cider. Okay. There's those that are connoisseur-y that want something that might be a little savory, a little like drier, you know, crisper, maybe English style cider.
Yeah.
And then I think there's,
you mean good?
Or like that French cider you brought that time that was aged in cognac barrels. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. This ain't that.
No, this is not that. Now,
can we just skip to that part?
So close.
But
just replay that.
But episode. Maybe for people that, maybe this is a gateway for those that are used to like Angry Orchard, and now we're going to go craft into something crafty.
I think some people who,
and you have to ease them in. You know what I mean?
People either like wild fermented or, you know, mixed culture ciders, right? That are dry and very, you know, challenge your palate. And then there are people who just want like a sweet little bit of apple juice with, that gives them a buzz.
Yeah.
I think this is the second people's group. This is for the RTD group, you know.
Sure.
We know which group is larger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it
the baby on ramp of cider.
Yeah. But.
And these, you know, these guys, they have a heritage series and they do all the different kinds of things. But this is the one that's probably like, well, if you look at the menu and you don't know what to get, you're like, oh.
Yeah.
What I like when Drew used the word, you know, a watered down mead, it's because it's not so much, you know, it wasn't the comment about the water. It was more about, you know, the way you're perceiving the sugars are very, very similar in that, you know, meads are manifest themselves from usually honey. And I would describe probably the sugar component in this, in the fresh breast, as more heading towards that path of a floral, you know, sweet, you know, component.
Honeyed.
Maybe with just a touch of, you know, musk or something, you know, kind of almost cardboard, you know, that's kind of, you know, coming up to kind of greet you. But I'm looking forward to the rest of this flight.
Okay. So what shall we rate the French press?
So basically he wants to move on.
Okay. Yeah. He's being subtle.
Okay. What do you want to do? I don't care.
I was going three, but the jury is two.
Well, if Drew says two, then I believe
it's a two. Okay.
Sometimes I think Mike only has two fingers.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Yeah.
And they're both middle.
Two number ones. Yes. Okay. Moving on. Let's go to Briar Patch. This one I'm interested in. Yeah. Right? Okay. So this is an apple cider that's made with blackberries and Comet hops. Wild aromas of black citrus and summer berries. Flavors of fresh blackberry and apple. So this is 6.5% ABV, and they're classifying this as a medium sweet.
Well, the first thing that jumped at me was definitely the blackberry bitterness, you know, in this, and a lot better balance. That's for sure.
100%.
And this is definitely crisper too.
The first thing that jumped at me is the color. It's just
it's very pretty.
Oh, it is.
It's the lemon overtone that I think is, you know, probably the surprise, you know, part of the party. You know, it's bringing probably more citrus than I would describe more than anything.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of another cider I've had where they've called out hops, in particular single variety.
I was thinking the exact same thing. Like, I don't know that I've ever had a hopped cider.
It's got to be a noble hop that they've picked, you know, to go with this, because it's there. It's kind of a little bit, you know, in the background, kind of holding it all together. You know?
Are you sure that you're getting lemon or are you getting grapefruit?
I think it's the hop that you're getting.
Yeah.
Really?
They say the terpenes or, you know, what have you.
Right. But I mean, Comet is known for grapefruit. So
I could buy that, you know, it
which honestly is a really interesting mix with the apples and blackberries. Mm. Would you have thought of putting grapefruit with blackberries?
No, but this works.
You know,
this is probably one of the more complex, you know, blackberry ciders, you know, that I've encountered. And I don't know, there's something that's kind of calling me back going, hey, there's a bit more here. You haven't, you know, explored it all.
What do you guys, We didn't ask this on the first one because I'm afraid of what your answer would have been. But like, what would you pair this type of cider with?
This cider or the first one?
We're not going back. We're not, because I don't want to hear what you're going to say about the first one. But
this one.
Yeah. I'm thinking like a really good Havarti cheese. You know, some, you know, simple wheat crackers to go with it. You know, just something. A touch on the, you know, fatty side, you know, to kind of compete with all the bitterness and the citrus
acidic notes on the.
It'd be great with a cheese plate, like, a, you know, with that course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say just enough sweetness.
Yeah. We'll return in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. So today's episode, in case you are just tuning in, is about a cidery. Get that. Called Bent Ladder Cider and Wine in Doylestown, Ohio. Right before the break, we started talking about Briar Patch, which is a cider with blackberry and comet hops. And I think that Mike might like it a little.
That's insane.
I think the thing that I like is the innovation and the thought of, you know, using hops and, you know, and developing ciders into a taste profile that is not very common. And so I think that's part of what I'm really enjoying is the thought of something that's innovative, new, and different. But at the same time, I think this works in the glass.
Well, I'll tell you, what I was surprised is during the break when none of the, you know, listeners could obviously hear is Mike said that he's never had a wine that even barely approached this cider. In complexity and, you know, enjoyability.
No, I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm just going to say wow.
What did you want to rate this one there, El Jefe?
Yes. Yeah. Right. 4.
Yeah, I'm right there. And again, it is what is in the glass, but I'm giving it a bit. Hey, I would love to see what else you're going to do with hops and cider. You know,
I love the thought of the blackberries. Are they? They said it's all estate grown. Are they wild?
Huh. Yes, because you'll get a huge swing in variation. You know, if you're working with, you know, a wild strain of blackberry, some will be sweet, some will be tart, some will be bitter, and you know it'll all be in the same bush. You know that you're harvesting.
I've heard the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
I knew it was coming. You could just see the curveball coming.
Okay, and this may be a dumb question, but granted that there is the comet hops.
You're with a panel of experts, so.
Okay, granted that there were hops in that cider, did you taste any hoppiness per se? Okay.
Again.
So you really thought that it was,
I was well an adjunct
flavor added in. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You had to tell me it was there, yeah.
Hops are just riding along.
It wasn't distracting or took something out of balance. That's what I loved about it.
Okay,
you know?
Cool. No, I mean, I think that's great. Okay, let's move on to Home Slice. Oh, come on. You know you want some.
Can we go back to the last one?
Yeah, please.
Okay, and the Home Slice, the picture that they have on the website, it's got lots of pies. Yeah. Lots of pies. Okay, so this orchard blend of apples was finished with Madagascar bourbon, vanilla, and cinnamon. You will notice the aroma of apple spice and vanilla.
Aroma.
Okay, they consider this one sweet, and this is 6.5% ABV.
I mean,
it is sweet.
It smells nice.
Would you say that this is the aromiest that you've had so far?
This reminds me of, you know, if I go into a coffee shop and I'm watching the barista and they are laying down on all of those hand pumps of all of the syrups that are, you know, behind there, you know, and they're pumping, you know, pumping like one, you know, flavored sugar after another. And you're like, look, after 9, give it a break, sister. Okay. You know,
save some room in the cup for some coffee.
What this thing is just a mix of sugary flavors that just don't work.
I think they got a little heavy handed with the cinnamon.
You just, you know, you just need to step back. Less is more.
I was immediately transported to walking in Bath and Body Works in the 90s.
There you go. Yeah.
It tastes like that smell.
You just want to go outside in the mall just to get a breather.
Yes.
Yes.
I think they definitely got, very heavy handed with it. And I don't know. I almost feel like whatever apples they used didn't have enough appliness to match up to the
all the sugar.
Adjuncts. Yeah,
I agree. I'm ready to
this was
something okay.
That works.
All right.
Not even going to pair this with food, huh?
No.
Okay, fine. We are going to
pair this with an exit strategy out to the mall.
Okay. We're going to rate this a 1. I am so sorry.
Do better.
I could cook apples in it.
I can do better.
Sure.
Especially with this next
one. Yeah.
And maybe they will. Okay. Next up, we are going to talk about the cherry. Hey.
That smells amazing.
Okay.
And it looks good, too. Yeah, look at that. Wow.
All I have to say is I think they had me at when they said, this is Montmorency cherries. Hands down. I love that variety of cherry. I think it works really well with a lot of things.
Holy moly.
It works really great in a lot of great beers. And I think this definitely works very well in this cider.
See, I like this because the cherry comes out, but it also really kind of helps the apple flavor kind of pop too.
It's great. It has very good balance. It's not dominating. Montmorency can definitely get away from you really quick.
100%.
You put a little cinnamon and vanilla in this thing, boy, you got something there.
I'm going to let you do that on your own, okay? Just keep that
master
keep that to your side
master
of the table,
blend,
okay?
Yes.
Wow. Well, they call this one, they say has medium body and plenty of acidity. They classify this as sweet. And again, this is 6.5 ABV.
I would, if I would tell people especially if they're tasting like a whole product line like this, make this your second cider. Not your first one. Because whatever you're having the first of, it's going to suck. After your palate is
unless attuned, you have the blackberry one.
Sure. Have the blackberry first. That's fine. This should be your second, cider if you're having it in a flight. I think that your palate will enjoy that. It'll be attuned. It'll be, indoctrinated. I think you'll really enjoy, the balance of what both the cherry.
If this is your second one, you might not go to a third. Yeah. You might just be like, I'm sticking here.
So far, this is my favorite in the flight.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, what would you pair this with?
Smoked sausage.
Oh, wow.
I like that. A really good kielbasa, something that has been smoked with, some overtones of, mesquite or hickory. I like that. I plan a lot. I like this. Touch of some good, some really nice German mustard, right alongside it.
Yeah.
I think all of that would work really well, with this.
I have a burger.
Really great cider. I
love the viscosity this. Like, it is just this yum.
It's definitely in that category of, hey, man, is there some more in the can?
Could you use this?
What was the ABV on that, too?
6.5.
6.5.
Could you use this in a cocktail?
Ooh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to. Seriously.
I would definitely combine it with gin for sure.
Oh, see.
Yeah.
I was thinking maybe bourbon, but gin would probably be better. Yeah.
Wow. A gin cider cocktail. Oh, did I say we were rating it a 5? We're rating it a 5.
Oh, yeah.
Well done, Bent Ladder.
Well, yeah.
Really like that one.
Okay. Well, that's not bad.
Send us another case of that to figure out what cocktail goes well.
That's funny. Okay. Well, I mean, so far, I'm kind of impressed about the how do I want to say it? The fruited ones, which actually, like, I would be kind of worried about, were actually better than
I think the ones like the cinnamon and vanilla, those are like, sometimes I think you're making all these products and you're like, well, we need another one. We need a holiday themed one, or we need, you know, that's one for the ladies or whatever, you know.
Okay.
And so you take a swing and you make it, and then you make enough of it that, you know, hell, you can't throw it away. So put it in the can.
And there you go.
And some work and some don't. But the one like the cherry and the blackberry make me not worry so much about the ones we didn't like, because you see what they're capable of doing.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the next one we're going to talk about is Garden Glory. This is a Gold Rush single varietal cider with apricot and rhubarb. And they classify this as sweet and 6.5% ABV. So this should be crisp and satisfying with long notes of stone fruit and a buzz of rhubarb. I didn't know there was such a thing as a buzz.
Drew is going to cleanse his palate quickly.
It seems like it should be sweeter. Maybe just following.
Like, the cherry, I feel like I sometimes know. They just call them sweet, but and they're not.
Well, but
like that first one was sweet, but this is not that sweet.
But is apricot really sweet?
No, I would definitely say that apricot in general is probably a bit more citrus and bitterness, you know, that rind quality that you would have in other fruits.
Rhubarb is kind of bitter, right?
Well, we'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Wow. You did great. Good old boy, Dave.
They probably
that was your, Dave. Is that your fake Juliana accent?
I thought it was pretty good.
Hi, Dave. You're so good looking.
Dave, you're the best guy ever. Seriously.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Dave.
Oh, Dave.
I love you so much.
Western PA is the best side of the state.
What did you say?
I said Western PA is terrible. So.
Wow, that's just rude. Okay, hi folks, welcome back. We are doing a cidery takeover today from Bent Ladder Cider and Wine, and they are in Doylestown, Ohio, as opposed to Doylestown, PA.
Can we call this a Sip Suds and Smokes Insider Edition?
Oh, wow. Boy, I'm glad I skipped that marketing meeting.
Yeah.
I've been waiting the whole time to say that.
Okay. Right before the break, we started talking about Garden Glory, which is an interesting cider with apricot and rhubarb. And this was really intriguing to me because rhubarb is tart. I mean, I love me some rhubarb in a good Amaro. That tells you where my head's at. And then apricot has always been sort of like, when I think of apricot, I think of apricot and sours. You know what I mean?
Because of dried apricots, but yes.
Right. But yes. I mean, like in a liquid form, I would think of it in a true sour. You know what I mean? So I thought this was interesting. Okay.
Well, these are, you know, a lot of flavors that, you know, I grew up with. I would spend a lot of my summers in Central Ohio. And so
picking apples.
A lot
That's
of.
That's all he did.
Yeah. Picked apples. An awful lot of apples. We had. You know, at one point in time, we had the largest orchards, you know, in Ohio. And we didn't have a lot of varieties of cider apples, you know, that were on, you know, in those orchards. But there were some But it's the rhubarb is the thing that, you know, to me is bringing back a lot of interesting memories, because my grandmother used to, you know, grow rhubarb, and we would harvest it usually in July. You know, was the typical time that would harvest. And I remember, you know, how she would always prepare it, and it was always the amount of sugar that she would be, you know, combining it with. And many times she would be making a rhubarb cobbler, a rhubarb pie, you know, along with it.
Mm, and so, yeah, you know, strawberry rhubarb crumble. That's what my grandmother would make.
You know, it's definitely that flavor profile that, you know, I was, when, you know, I found that that's where kind of my frame of reference goes to, is, you know, that memory, that taste profile, and the very, you know, distinctive, you know, bitterness that rhubarb can definitely bring to the table. And I actually thought that that was going to be distracting, because it really can be very intense.
Oh, and, sure.
And take you in a place that you know, you don't want to be. But I actually think that the three very distinct components, apples, the rhubarb, and the apricot, are working pretty good here. You know, I don't think they're the star of the flight for me, but I think that, you know, given, if you would have told me to throw those things together, that you would have had something that tastes this good, I would be normally betting against you. But I think they're making this work pretty well.
I think the Garden Glory whole experience is just from start to finish like a winner, because it's like kind of tart, kind of dry, but then it finishes clean and then it's gone. It's, you know,
it is a very good palate cleanser, I think. How about it, Drew?
This is really, really good. I love rhubarb and just about everything. You know, Amaro with Juliana and cobbler or pie. I expected it to be perhaps a little bit sweeter. Just based upon, you know, the experience that we'd had with some of the others. I'm not saying that I wanted it to be sweeter, but
Would you pair with this, Drew?
Oh gosh.
Mm.
A fresh salad would go really well with this, maybe with some goat cheese and you know, figs, or, you know, something a little fruity, a little peppery, arugula.
I was thinking like a dark chocolate, you know.
This is a dessert, yeah, like pairing.
Even a you know, a dark chocolate dipped strawberry, you know, or yeah.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking pork.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Nashville, it's like breathing. I'm thinking about pork.
it's just like, it's probably because we've been on our Lent diet for 3 weeks. So
let that be an endorsement of how what's the word I'm looking for? Versatile. This is really, really tasty.
Oh, I can't think of anything now. All I can think about is bacon.
Yeah. Enough of this cider talk. Let's talk about a ham sandwich.
Wow. Okay. Well, what shall we rate this, folks?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. We're rating it a 4.
Wow, that's pretty good.
I know. I wanted to go higher, but that's okay. All right, last but certainly not least, this one is the piece de resistance. This is Stormbreak. So it's aged in rum barrels and spiced with ginger. How interesting is that?
So I guess this is a take on the dark and stormy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, which is like, how? That's kind of cool. Its finish is supposed to be light and warm with the long molasses notes. As opposed to short molasses notes, I'm sorry, but and they classify this as off dry.
Oh, it's off.
6.9% ABV.
I like this, man.
I get the ginger on the nose right away.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
It's I like too this. Sweet. No, stop playing. No, this is not working, and you know. The reference standard for a dark and stormy is Gosling rum with a ginger ale that they actually make specifically to make a dark and stormy. In fact, it's trademarked, by the way. You can't, if you're going to make a dark and stormy,
you have to use Gosling's gin.
Gosling, right? You have to call it a stormy and dark. So,
or a storm break.
Yeah, or something else. I don't know. I think the ginger here is very distracting. I think it's way too sweet. I think it's, you know, off balance. I just, this is not working for me. This makes me want to go. I would rather just have a Dark and Stormy as opposed to drinking this. Yeah.
If you want to substitute a Dark and Stormy because you're trying to get away from, you know, as much sugar, or, you know, you don't want to have the hard liquor or something, I think this is a good nod to it.
I like this as a finish to the flight. I think it's a good, I like the ginger. I like the way the ginger kind of cleanses your palate. I think it's a nice, crisp way to finish it. Yeah.
There you go. See? Yeah. It's okay. Not that difficult.
I don't think this is bad either. I mean, I think this like borders into RTD territory, you know?
A little bit. True. Yeah. What would you pair?
Shoot. Pork, because it's on the brain right now.
Damn. More bacon.
Yeah, this and a BLT, you're good to go.
Okay, we are going to rate the Stormbreak a 3.
Ha. We're overriding Mike's lack of an extra finger.
Right. Well, you know.
Very cool flight.
I think this was awesome. I mean, want more.
Right? I definitely wanted more of the cherry. That's my greatest compliment.
Yeah. Mm. Wow. That's cool. Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for today. Good boy, Mike. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us here on Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Check out our back catalog. We have over 800, hundreds and hundreds of interesting episodes in our back catalog. Come back, enjoy another great episode. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Drew, thanks for being here with us today.
Thanks for having me again.
Good yeah, boy. Like Mike said, check out our big, juicy back catalog.
Thanks, good old boy Dave.
Sure.
This is good old gal Juliana. Keep on chuggling and catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.